We're doing a quick review of Pirkei Avot. The first chapter begins with the recording of our Masoret. The first Mishnah begins by recording that Moshe got the Torah from Sinai, gave it over to Yoshua, Yoshua to the elders, then to the prophets, through the men of the great assembly who led us in the beginning of the Second Temple. And they taught three things: be patient before you judge, and have many students, and do fences to the Torah. Those of you who are here for the dating class, in 10-15 minutes we'll get to that, Bezat Hashem. Shimon HaTzadik, he was Kohen Gadol after Ezra, he was from the remnant, he was the last one around from the men of the great assembly, and he used to say the following three things. The Torah, he said, the Torah, the world exists on three things: on Torah, on Avodah, the prayer or the service of the temple, and on Gmilas Chasadim, acts of kindness. Antigone, the important man of Socho, received the tradition from Shimon HaTzadik, and he said, when we serve Hashem, we shouldn't do it for the sake of reward, but we should do it without the sake of reward, together with being God-fearing people. We have to balance doing it from love, without the need for reward, and also doing it out of fear. Avod Meira, Avod Me'ata. Yosef ben Yoezer, the important man of Tzreda, and Yosef ben Yochanan, the important man of Jerusalem, received the tradition from Antigone and from Shimon, and they taught the following. Yosef ben Yoezer said, your home should be the place where the rabbis gather. Sit by their dust and drink their words thirstily. Sit by the dust of their feet and be interested in what they say. Drink their words thirstily. Yosef ben Yochanan taught, your house should always be open for guests. Give the poor a job in your home. Hire them. And don't talk too much with women. Our sages said, idle chatter, even with one's own wife, is not good, not too much. And certainly with someone else's wife. And that's what our sages taught. If there's too much idle chatter with a woman, a person's harming himself, he's not learning Torah, and ultimately it leads him to perdition. Yoshua ben Prachia, Nitai Harbeili. According to our tradition, Yoshua ben Prachia, this man in tradition, three generations down from the men of the great assembly, he was the one who was the Rebbe of Yeshu, what we discussed in the Dan Yaakov class. Yoshua ben Prachia, he says, that's why we say our Gemara, the Yeshu that's discussed in our Gemara doesn't fit the Yeshu they're talking about. He says, make for yourself a rabbi, even if he isn't the greatest sage of Israel. But have a rabbi, have someone you ask your questions to, acquire a friend, even though it involves an investment, and judge every person who's a righteous person favorably. Nitayar Bailey taught, he said, distance yourself from a bad neighbor. Don't make a partnership with a wicked person, even though you think it'll be profitable. And don't be discouraged when bad things happen. Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shataf received the tradition from the previous two, and now we're talking about the Zugot, the pairs of leaders of the Jewish people. The first one is always the Nasim, the second one is the Chief Justice, the Av Beit Din. Yehuda ben Tabai said, don't be like a lawyer, don't give people tips what claims to make. You shouldn't get involved because you might cause the miscarriage of justice. And when you're a judge and people are standing before you, you have to assume they're both wicked, so that you're not slighted in your judgment. Realize that there's a potential that either one is the most wicked person. But when they leave you, then you have to switch and think they're both just. Even though you had to rule against one of them, think maybe you made a mistake, maybe something else. But you have to be able to look at them favorably, provided that they were respectful and they accepted your ruling. Shimon ben Shatach said, when you question witnesses, do a good job, question them very well. Be careful what you say, lest they learn indications from what you said, how they can get away with lying. Shmaya and Avtalion. Avtalion was a ger. His real name was not Avtalion. That was his nickname because he raised orphans. He was called Avtalion, father of the children. Talia is children in Aramaic. They received their tradition from the previous two. Shmaya said, love work. Even if you need to take on a dirty job, but you should love work so that however you support yourself, so long as you don't need other people, that's fine. And hate positions of leadership, because when you're on top, usually it causes you to age quickly and die quickly. And don't make yourself known to politicians. They're not a good breed. Stay away from them. Avtalion says, wise men, be careful what you say, lest your speech causes you to be exiled, and you'll go to a place where the students are not so good, and then even the students that you had previously who were good, who followed you, they'll get confused, they'll end up learning the Torah wrongly, they'll lose their Torah, you won't have a future with the students, and the name of heaven will be desecrated. Hillel and Shammai received their tradition from Shmaya and Avtalion. Hillel said, be from the disciples of Aaron, who used to love peace and chase after peace. He'd go out chasing after it. If there was a fight, he tried to make peace between everyone. You have to love God's creations and bring them close to Torah. Notice the word is God's creations. He's not talking about Jews. He's talking about all of God's creations. That includes animals, everything. It's God's creation. We should recognize it as such, and we should bring everyone close to Torah. Hillel also used to say, a person whose name has become famous, you should know if he's gone up, he's soon going to go down. And whoever doesn't add to his learning should know that he's going to lose his learning. And whoever doesn't learn altogether, well, he deserves to get killed. Whoever uses the crown of Torah will pass from the world. Hillel taught, if I don't worry about things for myself, if I don't take care of myself, who will take care of myself? And if I only focus on myself, what's my life worth? And I have to know that I have to have this balance now. If not now, then when? Shammai says the Torah has to be set. Very often we think in life we'll fit Torah into our day. Shammai says, no, have set times. The Torah has to be the set part of your life. Speak little and do much. And whoever you greet, greet with a warm countenance. That's the base kindness that we could grant our fellow men. That when we see them, when we greet them with a warm countenance. Rabbi Gamliel says, make sure you have a teacher that you learn from. Distance yourself from doubt. When you have a Rebbe, so then whenever you have a question, you just ask him. Sometimes people think, well, when I'm not sure, I'll always be machmir, I'll be more stringent. That's not a way to live. Rabbi Gamliel said, make yourself a Rebbe. Distance yourself from doubt. And don't do things in approximation. When you have to take a tithe, don't do it often in approximation. Try to be accurate in the way you keep Torah. His son Shimon said, I always grew up among the sages. His father was the prince, the Nasi. So there were many sages in the home all the time. He says, I grew up among the wise men, and I found nothing better for the body than silence. And you should know, the primary thing is not just learning without performing, but rather one has to perform together with one's learning. And whoever talks too much ultimately brings about sin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the world is extant on three things. On justice, on truth, and peace, and he brings a pasuk to support that. And with that, we finish the review of the first chapter.